Right, a second example would be the study we did of secondary school children in London back in the 70s, in which other people had noted differences among schools in rates of behavioural difficulties and also scholastic problems. The question was that because of what the children were like when they came to the school, or was it an effect of the school on the functioning of the children? And we recognised that in order to study that, we had to have a longitudinal study following children through from primary school to secondary school, and actually we follow them up into work. And we had to have good measures of the school. So we had to have, if you like, the equivalent of what we did years before on families in terms of what went on in the school, both in terms of teaching, discipline, the whole range of things. The bottom line was we found quite strong school effects. The academic establishment greeted this with profound skepticism and said it wouldn't hold up, but it did hold up. And subsequent research showed that we rather underestimated school effects rather than reverse. The interest, of course, is not just whether there's an effect, but being able to tie down, as it were, which aspects of schooling mattered and which didn't. Throughout, I have been interested in trying to explain to the lay public something about what we're doing. And so, in that era, I wrote a book called Helping Troubled Children, which aimed to explain what disorders in children were about, how we thought about them, and what are the things we could do to help. And I think it's still actually in print, some, whatever it is, 32 years later.